We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. The next one on Sunday, April 28th for Game 4 of the Knicks' first round series against the Sixers. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. Take this Thursday, for example. The Knicks play Game 3, the Yankees play the Athletics, the Islanders play the Hurricanes, and it's the NFL Draft. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Brunson, a lot of clock ticking here. Lowry got the pick. DiVincenzo comes out of the pack. DiVincenzo finds Brunson. Great defense here from the Sixers. Brunson gets a prayer of a bounce. Two-point game. Maxey hits the deck. Hart takes it from him. Shot clock is off. DiVincenzo, no. Hartenstein with an offensive rebound. Another chance here. DiVincenzo, he's got it.
Sam Garcia's dad, what's going on? Ray, how you doing, buddy? There's no more fitting way for this team to win, is there? Nope. Holy fuck. Ray, the language. The back-to-back bogey threes. Yep. Deuce being Deuce. Yep. Three Vincenzo being money. Yep. Hart being effing Hart. Yep. JB making that shot. Yep. Love this team. Took every person. And I think the home court probably helped them too. All right. I'm going to pull Andrew up here so I can fill my water real quick.
Sounds good. And while John does that, I'm just going to remind everybody, we have merch available at the KFS merch store. That's the Knicks Film School website, Nick Film SKOOL. It's available. The link is available in the description of this episode. Get your Why Not Now, get your KFS hat, get, I don't know what we're officially calling it. We're the game winner bang, that's actually a good question to ask John when he gets back. What is this game called? The DiVincenzo game? Is it the Philly Miracle? Like, what do we call this?
We have fucking ESP.
What?
Andrew.
Were you thinking the Philly Miracle?
No, I wouldn't call it the Philly Miracle.
Okay, yeah.
Philly. But I was just going to, I was coming back from filling my cup up with water. As I'm filling my cup up, I'm like, I gotta write a newsletter about this.
What to call this game?
What is the name of it? What will we refer to this as? So there's the Houston shot, the 4-point play. I don't, there's not like a clean.
The 8 is enough game is the suggestion from AC. I like that because the Knicks what? Only played the 8 is enough game because the Knicks only had 8 players. They scored 8 points in the final, whatever seconds to win the game.
Make it.
I know it's the ragu bang bang. You know what? Everybody, you don't have to send super chats in. I'll read some of the better ones, but submit them in the chat. What do we call this game? You know, I feel like we're officially Francesa after the David Tyree catch.
I mean, the
miracle at MSG?
No, it's the DiVincenzo shot. It's the DiVincenzo shot.
The DiVincenzo game.
It's not the DiVincenzo game, though.
It's the it's the DiVincenzo shot.
It's the heart game, but he didn't hit the shot. It's the DiVincenzo shot. But it's that doesn't encompass. I don't know, man. I don't know. The Sixers miracle. I don't know. The miracle against the Sixers. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really have a great name for it.
Send us your suggestions and we'll try to come up with the best one.
I like the t-shirt, though. I'll say that.
T-shirt is good. Shout out to Exchange Jeremy for putting it together ASAP, you know?
I'm really excited to wear that one. All right. Thank you, Ray. Hush Zoo, I find it funny the Sixers are filing grievances on game one and two. Let's hope they don't win them. Josh Hart got pushed on the maxi inbounds. Nick Nurse doesn't call a timeout until the ball is loose. I mean, look, they're frustrated. You'd be frustrated too. You know, they're frustrated. Josh, so focused. Jalen is figuring it out. Hashtag creation juice everywhere. There were moments in this game where I'm like, okay, he's got it going. I thought there were some moments in this game as it started to go along where I was believing that he started to have it going. And then just down the stretch, there was nothing left. Now, was he tired? I don't know. We'll see what happens in game three. Ja with another one. Joel in. I don't want to say that.
Say it.
Joel in. No. Not a good idea.
I got you because I know what you're referencing. Joel in. I said, bitch. Joel in, bitch.
Thank you. Crying about the lack of foul calls is so chef's kiss. Knicks in five, John. Knicks in fuggin, F-U-G-G-I-N, fuggin. Fuggin. I think you're making fun of me because that's how I say it. Knicks in fuggin five. Thanks, Joe. I hope you're right. Gino B. What's going on, Gino? Thank you for the generous contribution. And again, apologies one more time to all the people who have been waiting patiently with their super chats to get read. Gino B, love KFS. Love this fucking team. Just wanted to say thanks for the incredible coverage, guys. It's our pleasure. I hope everybody's enjoying the celebration tonight. I'm enjoying the celebration tonight. I'm enjoying everything about this team. I'm enjoying everything about the series so far. It's been a wild series. It has been, my thought beforehand would be that either this or the Clippers-Dallas series would be the series of the first round. So far, it's unequivocally this, obviously, when I play a lot of games. You want it to keep going. So bad. You want it to just keep going. You don't want it to end. You know, that's the sign, right? Isn't that the sign of a special team? The sign of a special team is the team that you watch and you're like, man, I'm going to be heartbreaking for the season to end. And if I'm being really honest, I don't know that I felt that way about last year's team. Last year's team, just because I guess I never got to the point where I'm like, nah, this team could really, they like have enough or they could really do it. You know, it had been such a whirlwind. This team, like, I want to keep watching this team. I want to keep watching this group of guys. I don't want this season to end because next season it might be a slightly different group of guys. I want to keep watching this group of guys give everything they have because they've been one of my favorite teams I've ever watched. And I don't think we're going to ever get something quite like this where you got these three college guys starting in the same lineup. It's freaking wild with Hartenstein. And OG. Don't forget about him. Maple Maxo, what's going on, Maple Maxo? Glad you were in the house, Macri. I was with some diehards at my local watering hole. City is buzzing. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hope you enjoyed your time at the watering hole. I imagine the reaction was just as good there as it was in the garden. Maybe not quite as loud, but as excited. Jay Vertical, what's going on, Jay Vertical? How are you, man? I never cried during a sports game in my life until tonight. Oh, man. That's awesome. Seriously, that's really cool. I've done it a few times on like doing this shit, but first time for me was, and really the only time for many years until, again, I started doing this stuff, was a weird one that gets forgotten. It gets lost to time. But the Patrick Ewing game winner in game five in 1995. That was the one for me. Anyway, team is special. John Starks was out of his mind tonight on the court and in the front row. My Lord, it's fatigue and load for JB. The legs aren't there. Let's go Knicks. I completely agree. The legs are not there. The legs are not there. The weird thing is, like, so how do you fix it? Do you lighten his load? Well, he's like, it's bad from the opening quarter. He's been 2 for 8 the last two first quarters. So, and I can't sit here and be like, well, it's the sum total of the whole season. That's the issue, because like he showed no signs of this down the stretch. Maybe not no signs. I didn't think he showed real significant signs of this down the stretch of the season. Yeah, I don't know. But I think you could get it back. Thanks, Jay Vertical. Kyle Crawford, thank you for the generosity, man. Seriously, I find it fitting that right when Tibbs is voted again as who players don't want to play for as their coach, that we come away with two massive playoff wins with JB scoring so poorly. Hashtag Knicks culture, hashtag fire Tibbs. I said my piece on Tibbs earlier. I mean, I could say it 10 different ways. He doesn't want those guys. The organization doesn't need those guys that vote that way. Again, it's actually kind of comical to me that, like, because it doesn't, you don't have to overthink it. It's like, okay, these players are saying, I don't want to play for this coach. Okay. And then you just ask the question, why? And it's a very simple answer. It is because this coach is going to ask you to do more to win games than any coach will ask of you. He will ask you to put more on the line, to sacrifice more, to put in more preparation time, to make yourself more physically and mentally strong than any other coach. Okay. What am I missing here? Because some players don't want to do that. And that's because there's a lot of really cool shit, I imagine, I would guess, about being an NBA player. So why would you want to put yourself through this hell? Well, if you want to win games at all costs, you know, it's not, again, the winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. It's the only thing that matters in New York right now. Losers need not apply. Alex with another one. Deuce ripping the ball from Maxi. Deuce hitting the pull-up. Jay for a three-point play. Lefty layup off the glass. He has arrived. Let's talk more about our guy. I'd be happy to talk about Deuce. Followed up the game of his life with a game that was not the game of his life, certainly, but 4 for 11, 9 points. The difference between tonight and the other night was he was hitting threes the other night, didn't hit threes tonight. But to his credit, still found a way to impact the game. Still found a way to impact the game offensively. No one who watched this game tonight is going to be like, oh, Deuce had a bad offensive game. No one would say that because it's not true. Like, as a follow-up game to game one, very comfortable with what we got tonight. Very comfortable. Jaso focused. And Nick can nurse this. Oh my God. Ah!
This goes against your entire ethos of respect the opponent, and I love it. Just so focused. Thank you. Respect this. And then the letter D, and then a 700 eyes is the rest of the super chat. I think it means dice.
I don't think that's what he means, Andrew.
Nurse this dignity, because their dignity was snatched in these first two games. DiVincenzo, nurse this DiVincenzo, because he had a long, brutal game. He needs to ice something. We need to get him to the infirmary.
I don't think that's it either. Thank you so much, Joe. You really contribute so much to the program.
Thank you so much.
With another one, yeah. Too much heart, leading all players with 15 boards. Got that right. Deuce punking Tyrese Mini. I see what you did there. Don Trey. Oh, I like that. That's good. Is that yours or did you get that from somewhere? I've never heard it. With the ice in his veins, some dude named Hardenstein. Yeah. Team, capital team. That's the other part of it is like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to write in terms of the newsletter. Besides the fact that it's almost 2 a.m. for this win, because I feel like it's the exact same sort of win as was in terms of like what it took to get to overcome Brunson's bad game. It took everybody. It takes a village. It took a village tonight. Thank you, Ja. What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking foreplay, foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, foreplay, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup. Sam Garcia's dad with another one. GMAC is right. If Philly is down after the first quarter in game 3, the fans will already start booing the Sixers out of their building. No doubt.
Literally did it in the play-in.
Yeah, but they played like ass. You tell me you're going to play like that again?
If they do, maybe they're losing is the point. At the first sign of adversity, that fan base that is already anxious. We've seen them have stretches.
Now they're showing the Starks replay on MSG.
There you go.
He was so freaking pumped. And Melo and Sprewell. That's fucking cool. That's so... Now I understand why people were so fired up. That's so fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
That's different generations of Knick legends. Like the 90s, the 90s into the 2000s, and then Melo. All here.
Yep. All sitting courtside tonight together for that matter.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Ray. I was right.
We'll find out, I guess. Bernard Richardson. Love y'all. Love you too, Bernard. Hashtag Nixon 4 until they prove otherwise. I hope. I hope. I hope. I hope. Hope y'all are right and I'm wrong. Alex with another one. Only Knicks playoff game I'd ever been to was the 93 Hubert Davis game against the Hornets. I remember that Hornets series vaguely. This game was crazier. So glad that you got to be there live. And I wasn't going to go. My buddy texted me about going. And immediately I'm like, well, if I go, I can't do the live stream right away. And it's going to be a problem. And, I thank my buddy Soloway, who's been a great friend of mine for 20 years. And, I found out his son was like inquired about going to the game, and he kind of made it work because he took his son to the Ranger game yesterday. Took me to tonight. But also thanks to my wife, because I've gotten invites over the last few years to some big games, and I always turn them down. And she like yells at me. She's like, what's the point of doing this if you can't enjoy it to that extent sometimes? So thank you to my lovely wife, Dolores, who's certainly not going to hear me say any of these words. But I heard her voice in the back of my head when I got the invite. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. And then I went and asked Andrew for permission. And he gave me permission.
And we made it happen. Yeah. The second you said it, I was like, oh, we got a roster. Of course. Shout out DJ Zula, who was here almost 3 hours ago.
I know. So tell me about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Job with another one. OG Juan Kenobi, game-winning assist. Suck it, Philly. I like the suck it, Philly. Again, subtly important, positive game from OG Anunoby. I know it wasn't eye-popping stuff. I know he didn't shoot it well from three. Didn't hit any threes. Just a really solid game. And the two free throws. Don't discount the two free throws. Please don't discount the two free throws. I don't think anyone is. But let's not discount those two free throws. Seen a lot of guys over the years who might not have wanted any parts of those free throws, and he knocked them both down. Ja with another one. Game was so amazing. John forgot Julius existed. I didn't forget Julius existed. The problem is that free agent signing is always going to hit differently to me, because the first year was like not terrible, but like after 1 year of that signing, nobody was like, oh, this is one of the best free agent signings in history. People were like, man, this fucking sucks. This team's not very good. He was okay, you know. So you forget about, I don't forget about him. I just, in that specific context, you know, that was the thing. Anyway, I want to read a quote. It's from Jalen Brunson. On his teammates sitting up there with Josh and Dante. They've been playing amazing. If only I could get up to their level at some point. When things aren't going our way, we're staying strong, poised, composed. Long story short, we're sticking together no matter what. There's nobody like, we're sitting here, we're saying whatever we're saying about Jalen Brunson. It's fine. There's no one in the universe that's more disappointed in Jalen Brunson than Jalen Brunson. And that, more than anything, is what you love about Jalen Brunson. And also, not like, it's not, again, like, it's never, you never, it's not like false bravado. Like, he knows, he's not blaming anything on anybody. He's not like, you know, I think he's fully cognizant of the fact that these are, like, he just is, has been bad. You know, the guy's going to finish top five in MVP, and he's sitting up here saying, if I could only get to the level of Josh Harden, Dante DiVincenzo, like, I think a lot of guys would do that. Let's keep it going. Jeremy Chase. What's going on, Jeremy? Just got home from MSG. I was at LJ's four-point play game in 99. This was about as loud as insane. So many great plays. Love this team. Let's fucking go, Knicks. That's really cool. You got to be there for both games. Like, that's, put that on your tombstone, hopefully many years from now. It was wild. It was wild. I could co-sign. Thanks, Jeremy. Bill Peter Friend, what's going on, Bill? Those saying Philly won't recover. I brought this up earlier. The 94 Knicks recovered from Reggie Miller's 8 points in, it was 8.9 seconds. We need to play better to close this. We can, and we will. That's where I'm at. I'm more with you, Bill. You know, they're fortunate to be in the position that they are in, for as much as they have earned it with all of the thing, all of the praiseworthy things. Excuse me, 95. Yes, thank you. It was 95. For all the things that we are praising them for, justifiably, their lack of quit, their toughness, their perseverance, their defense. Really think they did defend pretty well tonight. You know, the offensive, key offensive rebound, and the whole, all of the things. It's all true. It's all true. It doesn't change the fact that they need to play better and that they're fortunate to be in the position they're in. Got to play better. Got to play better to bring this series home. And they will. They will. Khalil from Brooklyn. What's going on, Khalil? It's been talked about before, but is this the first act of the 2004 Pistons like title run? Proud to be a Knicks fan today. No quit. All grit. Close knit. I got it. That's what I got to get on the wall somewhere here in my home office. I don't know if it's Julius or it's someone else. I think they're a piece away. I've been consistent about this, you know, been consistent about that. Don't think I'm going to change my tune. Maybe I will. Maybe if they're hosting a trophy, I'll change my tune. But I think you're seeing what you've seen in these first two games is when it's one guy and everybody knows it's one guy, it's hard. I mean, no shit. It's hard. It's hard. And that was a different sport back then. It was just a different sport. But even then, different sport, they had multiple guys who could generate offense for them pretty credibly between, you know, Sheed and Chauncey and even Rip, you know, so. But I think they're built from the same mold. I think they're built from the same mold. Thanks, Khalil. Cody, what's going on, Cody? It's 8 the hard way game. 8 the hard way. How about just hard 8?
That's the one.
That hard 8? Like,
that's the one. Because you could even put like heart 8, but that's probably thinking too much. Hard 8.
Hard 8. PTA's first film.
Yes, it was.
Interesting film. Eh. Interesting Samuel L. Jackson performance.
I've only seen it once, so I can't really.
I've only seen it once as well.
Yeah.
Probably not going to rewatch it.
Definitely.
John with another one. DiVincenzo plus 14 in the second half. John, hashtag last one, hashtag don't Dante game. Yeah, it's the Josh Hart game. I know he didn't hit the shot. It's the Dante shot. It's the Josh Hart game. It has to be the Josh Hart game. The motherfucker played 48 minutes. One of one. Jordan Miller. What's going on, Jordan Miller? How are you? Thank you for the generous contribution. Knew it would be a special night when my mom let us rep our Knicks gear at the Seder table. I don't know how rare that is or how big of a allowance that was by your mom, but thank you to your mom for that. Question though, should we keep having OG guard Maxey? Feels like he may not be quick enough to handle him. I want to go back and rewatch it. I just watching it tonight, first watch live. I thought Maxey did a lot of his damage from three, and like, if OG's not quick enough, like it, I get that other players may be quicker than OG, but OG's size and physicality, I think, helps in other ways. That said, Maxey's had two great games, you know? So, but I don't know, is that a better solution to put a different player on him? I think maybe, I don't know. I want to rewatch. I've apologized. I don't feel comfortable saying it without, I want to go back and watch all of his possessions, specifically with OG guarding him, and see how they look. Thanks, Jordan. Kevin Danishevsky with another one. These JB two games, I will say, haven't reminded me of the Randall Hawks series. JB is still mostly making the right play, whereas Julius stopped doing so. Yeah, I mean, sure. I think Julius got his head. Has Jalen gotten his head? I don't think so. It would be very human. And I know we think the guy is a superhuman. It would be very human for Brunson to be like, fuck, man, what the fuck is going on with me? I don't know. Thanks, Kev. DDD 137. Haven't heard from you in a while, DDD. Thank you for the generosity. especially so late at night. Again, I know everybody who's still contributing now is like, they're truly night owl. I couldn't watch the broadcast since I live in Hawaii. Well, now I don't feel so bad, DDD, because I wished I lived in Hawaii. And was at work, but I had the game on the radio. And I called my dad for the last minute, and we were both absolutely screaming. Best moment I've ever had watching sports. That's so freaking cool, man. That's really awesome. I'm glad you got to share that with your dad. I love hearing this stuff about people sharing stuff with their family. The other person I mentioned, I called my brother, I called my mom, I called my dad. The first person I called was my wife. And because, like, you know, this stuff's better when you share it with someone. And, it's a cool night. It's a cool night. I'm glad you got to have that moment. Thank you, DDD. I appreciate you chiming in and hope everything's well in Hawaii. Johnny Cheap, what's going on, Johnny? How you doing, man? Hey, JM. JM, great win. Playoff heart equals Butler Jr. Hashtag Deuce. A lot of similar qualities to Jimmy Butler. Younger. Wow, that's expensive. Maybe may not create, quote unquote, create as many shots, but he's pretty darn good. Thanks, Johnny. Nick Rydza. What's going on, Nick? Hope I pronounced that okay. Hey, John and Andrew, love KFS. I'm behind on the stream, but in my opinion, this game should be referred to as the Devo Double Bang. Nixon 4, go New York, go New York, go. Devo double. So it's funny. I always refer to DiVincenzo as Devo. I shorthanded as Devo like every time in my newsletter, whenever I mention his name multiple times, which is basically every newsletter. I'm wondering if we just shouldn't go with the DiVincenzo double bang.
Devo double bang does sing. The Devo double bang.
It does sing.
Yeah. Devo double has the perfect two-syllable alliteration, and then it ends with a bang.
The Devo double bang.
Nick, you might have just done it. The other suggestions we got earlier were the Philly double bang, the WTF just happened game, eight is enough, MSG miracle, two bangs, one winner.
Two bangs, one winner.
That's okay. Maybe that's the one, John likes. Two bangs, one winner. Then someone put in double bang your mother, but that was more just for comedic effect.
Two bangs, one winner. Can we send that person some kind of
merch? I missed who said it. Whoever said it, I'll go back earlier, but this is maybe 2 hours ago when we were discussing what the name of this is called. Two bangs, one winner, or the Devo double bang.
I don't know if it's because I'm delirious, but two bangs, one winner. That's
great.
That's the winner.
All right. Two bangs, no, one. I think that's your newsletter title tomorrow. And we could call it the Devo. Then we could call it the Devo double bang.
I'm not. Yeah, I'll go with. I might go with Devo double bang or DiVincenzo double bang. One of those. I'll see. Mm-hmm. At this point, my newsletter is going to be a bunch of smiley face emojis.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Alex, we went from bing bong to bang bang. That was good. That's good. Alex, you have your moments, my friend. You have your moments. I appreciate you. Thank you. Brian Lests. This fucking team, guys. Yeah, tell me about it. Watching that ending while holding an infant and not dropping her or scarring her for life by screaming in her face was my Everest. Let's fucking go. That's well done. I've been there. It's hard. Having an infant is hard. Kudos to you, man. Thank you for like taking the time to contribute a super chat when you have an infant at home. That's just not easy. Hope you got ample support and, you know, it only gets easier. I'll say that. Jocelyn Fogus, bad job by you, John. You don't have to shoot well to play well. 6'2 guard grabbing 8 boards with 6 assists and 1 turnover sounds good to me. Hashtag my point guard. I said that. I shouted out all that stuff. He needs to shoot better. He needs to shoot better. That's all. What happened to last one? David Futternick, holy shit, man. It's even late in California. What are you still doing up? So many tough days for us as Knicks fans. We deserve this. I had to immediately go to my rec league game. We won the championship. Congratulations, buddy. That's why you're chiming in now. Accident? I think not. We are blessed to cheer for this team. Hashtag sometimes a Don does wear shorts. That's the newsletter title. I don't give a fuck who gets it or doesn't. That's the newsletter title. Thank you, Fuddy. Appreciate you, my friend. Write it down so I don't forget. Was that the last one?
That is indeed the end of this legendary marathon.
This is up there with the longest one. No, I did a 5-hour and change one, I think, last year.
The Cavs clincher was five and change.
That's right. We advanced for the first time in 10 years.
Yep.
Man. How about this little thing? They gave me a little wristband, which
those are the things that flash at the beginning, right? Yeah. Yeah. The NBA's push this season. Shout out Delta.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The official airline of the NBA. How about that?
Interesting.
What do you think the odds are that my bodega down the block is open and is willing to make me a chopped cheese?
I assume so. Right? See, it never sleeps, especially after a big Nick win.
I'm in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn.
You make that sound like they care about the other team that plays in Brooklyn.
No, I don't mean it's just like I'm not down the block from like.
Ah, that's right. This is JJ Redick's. This is JJ Redick's neighborhood. So y'all probably go to.
Why don't I go knock?
He shuts down at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
And ask him to make me a chopped cheese.
Yes. And over the top, say, please come on the pod.
You're very funny.
I know.
So your quote tweet. Can I
say, well, I'll wrap up. But I'll give it to you to say the last word. But like, people know how big a Knicks fan I am. People know how a big Knicks fan all of us are. But like, there's something unparalleled to how much you love this basketball team. That
me?
Yes, and your knowledge and ability to go and pull obscure things and stats and trivia. And I know you're making you uncomfortable, but like, my first thought when it went zero. And I realized I had to do the post game was both bittersweet that like I had to do the post game, but it immediately went to like, I'm so glad Macri was in the building for this. And I think I echo, in fact, I know I echo the 3,000 people still watching live, the thousands of people that watch us on a daily basis and read you, because your passion has always come clear and your devotion to this team is something we appreciate. So I'm very glad for this legendary game that we're going to be talking about for decades to come. The Devo double bang, 2 bangs, 1 winner. I'm very glad you got to be in the building to experience it, my friend.
Look, sport, there's no logic to any of this. I don't know why, as a soon to be 40 year 41-year-old man, excuse me. This team gives me the joy that it does. Why I love this sport, why I love this league, and specifically the NBA. That's the truth of it. I've always loved this league, and obviously I love this team. Don't know why. I don't know what it is, you know. But again, it doesn't make any sense, you know, because like I largely watch games by myself, you know, in my basement here, and very content doing so, to live and die with each win or loss. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I can't change it. And that's all there really is to it. The only question is, do I wear this tomorrow? Like around? Probably not. Probably a bad idea. All right. Thank you, Andrew. And I'll just close by saying, again, thank you for everybody who watched the live stream. Everybody's still watching the live stream. Help us out. Again, subscribe to the channel. If you're listening on the podcast, leave a five-star review or a five-star rating. Leave a review. Yes, tonight is the sort of night that is why we watch sports. It's the impossible becomes possible. And when the impossible becomes possible, you feel lucky to have witnessed it, because for obvious reasons, right? It's not supposed to happen. But there is something different when the people achieving the impossible are a group of players who you have come to not only identify with, but root for in a way that I think transcends how we usually root for athletes, because athletes are professional athletes by definition. They are otherworldly. They are these ethereal beings that are just over and above anything that we could possibly fathom being. And yet this team, there is a quality about them they have displayed. I mean, you have to draw the dividing line since that one of their most talented players went down. Since January 27th, a lack of quit and a fight and all of the things we always talk about, they refuse to accept their fate and instead insist on rewriting it. And if tonight wasn't an example of a group of guys who just said, we don't like that ending, we're going to write a new one, I don't know what is. So, yes, tonight went even further than the impossible becoming possible. It was a night that we could all collectively be one with this group of players who we have come to feel so strongly about over the course of this year, because we identify with them and because we see versions of ourselves in what they do. And it was just a magical evening. And I was very lucky to be able to witness it. And I think everybody watching who saw it, whether you were there or on TV or whatever, or even if you heard it on the radio, it's not something you'll ever soon forget. Because I certainly won't. So on that note, I say good night or good morning, whatever is appropriate. And look forward to hearing or seeing everybody back with more, you know, good stuff. Fred Katz coming on the pod. Got a town hall for the patrons tomorrow night. Lots of stuff.
Yes, check your email. That thing is next Wednesday now.
Oh, great. Well, shout out to our patrons for the title. It's going to be next Wednesday. I should read my emails. But Pod with Fred coming up. And then, we got all the games left for the series. So more work to be done, as the Knicks themselves said. Series is a long way from over. So let's keep at it. And let's keep at it. Talk to you soon. Peace out.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.